Brandon wanted to accompany me today, so you guys can ask him all the questions.
Y'all never asked me to come up here, so shoot, I'm going to come over with Jay. Awesome. I mean, today I had to tell him, you know, he didn't have his killer instinct like he had when we first got drafted.
He
passed up on two deep balls. He threw it to the flats, but towards the end, he went deep. He got his killer instinct back today.
Well, so how did you get killer Jay back?
What he did today, just throw it deep.
How was Jay's bye week?
How was my bye week?
Relaxing.
There you go.
Relaxing.
Short and sweet.
We get this thing started. I ain't going nowhere.
So how good is Brandon for you as a receiver and a spokesperson?
Spokesperson, he's a little shaky so far. Receiver-wise, he's doing a good job. I mean, obviously, you can see his play on the field so far, and he's making big plays for us. We should find ways to give him the ball more.
I like that.
Sounds like you guys are kind of ready to open up this offense.
We'd like to. I mean, coming off 3 points against San Diego, we're obviously a little disappointed in our offensive output, and we think we're a lot better than that. I mean, we think we can put up some points. We've been rolling up some yards. So it's a tough defense this week, though. I mean, this isn't a defense that gives up a lot of points or yards, so it's gonna be a struggle.
Why is it always the quarterback to come do these big old press conferences? Why don't y'all pick offensive linemen or wide receivers?
Just meeting the demand.
Give us an argument. Why should it be the wide receiver?
Well, I guess you got to be a T.O. or Randy Moss. I understand that. But, golly, I want to see this ugly face every day.
Is that it?
Hey, Jay, last year, you know, developed a really good connection with Tony and battling through injuries. How do you think he's coming along?
I think he's coming along good. I mean, I think we kind of tried to push him out there maybe a little bit too early, and he didn't have a lot of confidence in his foot, and which affected his play, and I think he got down a little bit on himself because he felt like he should be making plays for us like he did it in the last year. But I think the San Diego game, he made a few catches for us, blocked the punt, and I think the bye week helped get some confidence back in him. So, I mean, hopefully we can use him a little bit this week and get him some two tight end sets and have him stretch the field.
Brandon, if you were the one calling the plays in the huddle, once you get in the red zone, what would you call it?
Why are you asking him?
I just put it in Jay's hands, man. You know, during the break, I watched a little film, and to see this guy, I kind of tease him a little bit when he scrambled in the pocket. I call him a little White Vic a little bit because, the guy is amazing in that pocket moving around, and just to see him break those tackles from guys like Freeney and, you know, those big DNs. So just put it in his hand, whatever you want to do. You want to run it, we'll run. If you want to throw it, let him throw it.
Jay, nice to have Javon back to give Brandon some help.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get a receiver like that back. I thought we filled in nicely for him these past couple of games with Stoke and Glenn and some other guys stepping up. But, I mean, to get him back in the lineup and take some pressure off Brandon and kind of equal out the sets that we get into so they can't keep rolling over to B-side and stuff like that, it's going to be nice. Not for sure where he's going to be out on the field yet, but, I mean, as far as how his knee feels. But he worked out today for us a little bit, and hopefully he'll be ready by game time.
You guys seem to be in a pretty good mood. Is that reflective of the whole team? I mean, it's been a rough stretch here. You have a bye week now. You come back. Everybody's still feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of football left. I mean, we've got.
You want to answer all the questions? Can I answer some?
Gosh, it's hard. Go ahead. You can have this.
You got to have fun playing football. You got to have fun, and that's what we're doing, man. You lose a little bit, and you forget that, you know, football is fun. We've been doing it since we were younger. Thanks for letting me answer one. I'm out.
Yeah, Chris, he gradually got better and better. The bye week we worked with him, and then today, I mean, he's getting crisp and clean with them and quick. So I think it's gonna be an easy transition. And he knows all the calls, and he feels comfortable in there and confident. So I've got a lot of faith in him.
You've known for a long time, long before you ever came here, that everybody always wants a piece of the quarterback.
Yeah.
His own wide receiver. You know. How has these last 2 weeks weighed on you?
It's been tough. I mean, especially anytime you're losing, it's hard. I mean, especially on a quarterback, and the coach takes a lot of heat. And offensively, we're not putting up as many points as we want to. So, I mean, a lot of things are working against us right now. But, I mean, we've stayed positive as a group. We've got a lot of young guys in there. We mixed with some veterans, and we all got positive attitudes. We know we're a good offensive team, and we know we have a lot of confidence in ourselves. We can make plays. So, There's a lot of football left, so we I think we understand that.
Knowing the nature of the beast, the position you play,
yeah.
Does that make it any easier to deal with the disappointment or not?
What make it easier?
Yeah.
How so?
Just because it's been that way forever.
No, I mean, I don't pay attention to it. I mean, I know that quarterbacks and head coaches are probably the only two people on the team that they keep records, win-loss records of, and a lot of credit comes my way, and a lot of other things come my way. So, I mean, it comes with it. I knew that coming into it. It's been like that since I started playing football when I was young. I mean, that's the quarterback position. That's the nature of it. And you can't get caught up in it. I mean, anytime you're winning a lot of games, you can't get caught up with it, just like if you're losing games. You just got to stay focused and keep working.
Do you think the break gave you guys a chance to kind of clear your head? Do you even need to get your head cleared out?
Well, I think it was good. I think it came at a good time for us, coming off a tough loss like that and having a tough stretch coming up here. I think we needed a break and just kind of get refocused and come back with a fresh mind and a better attitude and go out there and try to win some ball games.
Well, humbling is the right word, but it's maybe get you guys back to square one and let you work a little harder maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think we thought we were a pretty good team, and then a 41-3 loss, I mean, it kind of put some doubts in you. But, I mean, going back and watching the film, I think we did a lot of good things offensively and defensively, a few breakdowns on each side of the ball, and it got out of hand in a hurry. So the break came at a good time, and we got Pittsburgh, and I think everyone on the team is focused and knows what this game means to us.
The best yet to come for this offense?
I hope so. I hope so. If it's not, it's going to be a long year. I think so. I mean, I think we had a lot of new guys. We have a lot of new guys out there playing and getting a feel, and a lot of young guys playing right now. And myself, I'm young and not a lot of experience. So we're getting better and better each week. And I think we just need to get an explosion, go out there and score a bunch of points and get rolling. And I think we'll be good from there.